Numbers on the podcast. Numbers on the podcast. Numbers.
That's the song. That's the song we go with now.
That's the song. That's the theme song for this season. I'm telling you, we're having a season.
So yeah, what were you saying about Final Fantasy?
Final Fantasy VII had a new trailer that came out, and Cloud's cross-dressing, and much excitement. We had a reveal of two characters that everyone knows. Well, Red 13 is the bigger reveal, but the giant mechanical Moogle and cat
Kate
was seen in the
Sith.
background. Yeah, Cait Sith.
Okay.
So we got two new characters.
I mean, are they new? They're in the original game.
Right, yeah, but we now get to see. So here's the thing, and this is what I brought up to one of my work colleagues. I am now super excited about the part in Final Fantasy VII because since they did the cross-dressing scene with Cloud, I am now really excited when they're on the Shinra boat and Red 13 is dressed in the arm, like the soldier outfit. And he just can't keep balance. I think that's going to be hilarious.
I mean, I only have like the vaguest memory of Seven, but I think that the way the cross-dressing section is going to look is going to be kind of fascinating to see how it's played out to a 2019 eyes.
Oh, I know, right? People are going to be like, I'm offended.
But I also wonder it's so part of it that it's an integral part of the game, literally,
Yeah, it really is.
that I don't know that it will come to that.
Man, I just. Yeah. Well, Final Fantasy VII's a weird game, too. There's a lot of weird little things in it.
Yeah, that's true.
You
But
know, I just. There's some things I just don't know. The slap fight on the cannon. You know? Like. Are we gonna see that?
I think everything on there will be
It seems like everything and more.
yeah. It's kind of wild. And you know what? I think in the interest of preserving everything that Seven had, the good and the bad, they kind of have to just do it.
That's true, and you know, I don't know. There's. Seven's got weird. It's weird because it's a good game, and there's a lot of really awesome things about the game, and it's weird. It is one of the more interesting Final Fantasies. But I don't know. I think this remaster is kind of gonna give it a whole new perspective.
I think so.
And I think people are gonna, I think it's gonna break the nostalgia bubble for people in a way.
I'm not so sure, 'cause I think when it with its new gameplay mode, I think it might reinvigorate it.
You think so?
I do. I mean, especially
You feel.
if it plays as well as it looks at the moment, then I think it's going to be pretty spectacular. It's going to be really well loved.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying it's not gonna be well loved. I think it's just gonna. I kind of feel like there's going to be. My gut's telling me that they're going to pull, like there's going to be a surprise. There's something, you know what I mean? There's something that they're going to surprise people with.
I
What is
think.
it? I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be. But
Yeah,
like I'm.
there's a lot of unknown questions that are coming out of this.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see the surprise. Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So we got some news we can talk about. We don't have a ton. Matt's not here.
Yeah,
So we're not gonna.
Matt usually has a lot of news.
He's got a lot to say at all times.
That's true, he does.
Yeah, so I guess the first really important news, the co-founder of Rockstar, Dan Houser, is leaving the company.
How fucking crazy is that noise?
I don't know. He was vice president of creative. He contributed to Grand Theft Auto 5 and Red Dead Redemption as the lead writer.
Yeah,
So
that's true.
we could point to as the one of the most important single figure of the biggest games in the world.
Yeah, and that's.
And I guess the question is, what happens to Rockstar now?
What does happen to Rockstar now? Do
Well,
they promote like a completely new talent within the ranks?
we don't really know, because we know they're working on Final Fantasy VI. I'm
Wait, a
sorry, not
what?
Final Fantasy VI, Grand Theft Auto VI. I'm sorry, I was looking for news
Whoa.
articles and Final Fantasy popped up.
Whoa. Whoa, I was
So
like,
we know they're working on Grand Theft Auto VI in some iteration.
what? Yeah.
But I guess this, I guess the major story issue comes from Red Dead as having a great story, and Grand Theft Auto has a serviceable story.
Yeah, well, it's Grand Theft Auto, right?
Right.
Like,
But Red Dead's really where the story kind of separates itself from other games. So I wonder, will we feel his impact when Grand Theft Auto 6 comes out?
that is a good question. But I guess we'll find out like how important his role was with Rockstar.
Well, he was the co-founder of the company
Yeah.
and the lead writer of their biggest games. And
That doesn't mean he's doing anything really.
you don't think that he him writing the games is not doing anything? I just want to be clear.
I'm being an ass. But yeah, it's gonna affect Rockstar.
It is.
It is.
And the negative things is that he was well, the architects of Crunch that has
Yes.
pervaded Rockstar. So we're seeing Crunch kind of not kind of being worked on. It's being talked about a lot, but it's not really been changed yet, as we can see. So I don't know. His the future of Rockstar is going to be very, very interesting.
Yes, it is. I
And
feel like
I'm
they can just keep Grand Theft Auto 5 and Red Dead Redemption online running, and then they can keep on making money.
I mean, literally, Grand Theft Auto just came out with the Diamond Heist.
Yeah.
So,
Just
if they put out one heist every 2 years, they'll be good to
feel like
go.
it's gonna be really close to be a 10-year-old game really soon, isn't it?
In about 3 years, yeah.
That's just crazy.
It's crazy, but you know what? It's what Destiny always wanted to be, is a game as a service. Where you buy it
As a
once and
service,
then
yeah.
you just keep people in it.
Yep.
And Destiny, got there eventually, but Grand Theft Auto kind of did it without even trying. So yeah, we'll see what happens to Rockstar. I predict Grand Theft Auto 6 will be a huge success. Hot take.
Hot take.
Hot take.
Hot take.
What else is happening? The Warcraft 3 remaster came out, and everyone hates
Oh,
it.
I heard it was hot garbage.
It's hot
And
garbage.
on funny news with that's connected, Gears of War boss leaving will now oversee Diablo.
Yes, I saw that. That sure is something.
Yeah, what is going on right now?
Hey, man, just strike while the iron's hot and go check out new environs.
Yeah, that's true. It kind of feels like that's what it is.
Yeah.
Is it gonna really change Diablo?
No, probably not. I mean, we have to assume Diablo's been in production for
For a while.
at least 2 years. So we don't know what that actually means. But back to Warcraft 3.
Definitely.
They promised all these new changes, and they didn't deliver on basically any of them. And now the big issue is if you bought Reforged, you can't play the old style Diablo. I'm sorry, the old style Warcraft, because it's kind of overwritten it in the launcher. So you're kind of fucked at that point.
That's really weird.
Yeah. So I don't know what happened, but they did bad.
I wonder, like, what was the decision?
The decision to make it bad, or the decision to...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think there was a meeting where they said, we should really fuck this up.
Like, how? How? Is it getting to a point where Blizzard has hit a point where it's just kind of like their success has created such a content that they can put out, they think they can put out something like this and get away with it?
I mean, I think it's more that that they just did good enough, and you know, there was a glitch that was putting in like boxes instead of character models. I don't know. I honestly, you know, Blizzard's been taking a drubbing in the last, I don't know, year or so.
Yeah.
So this is just one more thing onto the fire until we get something good. Finally, Fallout 76 is coming to Steam. I know. Please contain your excitement.
I know. So it's like, wait, what?
Yeah. So, you know, Fallout 76 came to consoles, and it's still... It's a problem.
It's still an issue.
It's still being worked on, which is kind of funny because it's been a couple of years, and it probably should have just stayed in development until it was ready.
Yeah, but I think I feel like a lot of game companies are now rethinking their release policy. You know.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting to watch the evolution of fully complete games to games that require a massive day one patch to games that are broken and will require a patch eventually.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And then now there's just games that are just, it's a beta.
It's a beta. Honestly, the best way to do it are some games on Steam where... they put it out in like beta and alpha, and they just keep building on it.
Yeah.
As long as they keep building on it. When they stop building on it, that's where the problem is.
That's where the game ends. You're like, oh, okay, I can get a new game.
Yeah, well, it's like $50, and it's like, oh, well, fuck me, I guess.
Yeah, why am I spending that much?
Yeah.
That's why I wait for them to be free.
Yes,
like, well, the Bioshock collection is on PlayStation Network now, like on the PSN Plus, and I'm very excited to play Bioshock again.
I have that collection on Xbox, and replaying 1 and 2 is very good. I'm not excited to replay Infinite.
Do you really have to replay Infinite?
I'm going to, but I don't want to, because it's not a good game.
I guess we can talk about Bioshock then.
You want to talk about Bioshock?
Let's talk about Bioshock. I like this hot take.
That Infinite's not very good?
That Infinite's not very good.
It's not. So Bioshock 1 is tremendous. It still holds up. It's very atmospheric, and it's a really fun shooter. Bioshock 2 is like a half a letter grade down. So, you know, it's okay. But I also really love being in Rapture.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to forgive a lot because I love Rapture so much. And then there's Infinite. Which is, you know, in a new city, which is cool. But it also is, it's not as fun as I would like, and I think shoehorning Elizabeth to doing all this time travel stuff, and the songbird kind of sucks, and I just find it incredibly unfun.
Really?
Incredibly unfun.
You know, it's funny about Infinite because I remember the story being, well, BioShock's story is fascinating because in some strange way, Infinite feels more of like a mirror to the society we're in now, where the first two was kind of like a possibility. But like Infinite really capitalized on the reality of what America was like at the turn of the century and what America is like now with its political views and policies. But BioShock 1 and 2 feels more of like this is what happens with no regulation at all when you put geniuses together and nobody is there to say, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that. But Infinite is pretty much are people just following an idea and a messiah figure to their demise.
I also feel like Infinite is less subtle than the original BioShock. I feel like at the very beginning where you have to throw the baseball at the couple, I feel like that was the first indicator of what this game was going to be.
And Infinite does play with the really interesting thing about like a quantum reality and parallel universes and the idea of choices don't really matter. But
I didn't
the
really care
first
for that
BioShock
aspect.
really hits that really hard where you're being manipulated throughout the whole game without even being aware you're being manipulated, which I think was the best reveal.
Yeah, I think they might have peaked a little early, because that's such a great reveal that any other time they try to craft a reveal that good, it doesn't quite hit.
Doesn't quite hold up. And I think BioShock 2 is more of like a continuation of BioShock 1.
Yeah, it's the addition of the Big Sister, the addition of being Project Delta Big Daddy, it's okay.
It adds more to the world. It doesn't it's not like the Mass Effect 2 or Assassin's Creed 2, but it's more of kind of like a BioShock 1.5.
Yeah, I agree with that. But that's
And then
fine because I love Rapture so much that I was totally okay
yeah.
with it.
And Rapture is fascinating. The whole concept of Rapture is fascinating. Now, some of the powers in Infinite were really interesting.
Yes.
And I thought that was cool how they did it with the tonics, but still, there's something about like that time period, the atomic diesel punk time period is really fascinating. And in the 1930s deco style art like and architecture and artwork is beautiful. Turn of the century America artwork and architecture isn't really that pretty. But
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
I think it's. I like Columbia. I also don't really love traversing Columbia with the Skyhook. I didn't find that terribly entertaining either.
And I think they were hoping for it to be a little more like exciting, the traverse, when it wasn't as, the terror of heights is kind of scary, but I think the terror of water is scarier.
It is. The crushing, especially when you're in the underwater sections and you're walking on the ocean floor and you can hear whales and see other creatures.
Yeah, there's something a little more frightening about that. Things are like Infinite is wide open, but Rapture, like, yeah, Columbia is wide open, but Rapture is just caving in on you at all times.
Yeah, and And honestly, you know, even though Columbia has issues, I really don't know where another cutoff city could have been. I guess under the earth. But then you don't get the scenic views that Columbia or Rapture give you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there any way you think that Infinite could become a great game?
Well, I do want to replay it. And I'm going to replay it in... I don't know if I should replay it in reverse order. Play Infinite first, and then Bioshock 1 and then 2.
Mm-hmm.
If the controls are tighter, and the combat feels a little... It doesn't feel as clunky, because I remember things felt a little clunky with the movement. But I don't think they would have changed that in any type of remat, like in the HD release, whatever, the collection.
Right.
But I did enjoy Infinite, and I didn't really like the outcome of like the revolutionaries being as equally as bad as the oppressors. I didn't like that.
What did you feel about the twins? They were the most interesting part, kind of, in the beginning.
I enjoyed the twins, and I wish there was more of them. And one thing I wish more of them is I wish they would have been established in Bioshock 1 or 2.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, if these two individuals are popping up like that, there's something more with these two individuals. And I did like the quantum time traveling. I thought that was an interesting mechanic, but only as a story, or only as moving the story, not during the gameplay, but moving the story forward as how she's affecting everything through her ability is interesting. But yeah, the twins, I find the twins to be the most fascinating part in that game.
They're interesting, and I didn't think I fully understood them until the very end of the game.
Yeah.
What about the Songbird? I think the Big Daddies, even though you can kill the Big Daddies, are more ominous.
Yeah, they're more, yeah. It's like the Jason thing, right? Like, it's like, Jason is scary as fuck, but he gets taken out. But he keeps on coming back. Big Daddies feel like that. There's something really scary about them, and they're in tight spaces. The Songbird, it feels like you can really hide from.
Yeah, I also really like the Big Daddies that are just kind of walking around doing stuff.
Yeah.
That don't really bother you. And they're just, you know.
They're just there.
They're just there.
They're there. But I never played the DLC for Infinite.
Neither did I. And I'm curious because I know it does go back to Rapture. But I didn't... I wasn't buying DLC at the time.
So I was wondering if the DLC... Yeah, I wonder if the DLC kind of creates a whole different atmosphere.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in the collection or not. I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, when I get around to it, I would like to do it.
Yeah, it because the complete collection has Infinite, and I'm looking. Yeah, I think it does.
That's great.
I think it does. Because the Bioshock 2 DLC is really good.
The Bioshock 2 DLC. I don't know that I played that.
There's Minerva's Den.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I definitely did not play that.
Yeah, and it's really good.
Okay.
But yeah, Songbird isn't as scary as the Big Daddies because it all... I think it's about space. That's what makes Rapture such a fascinating environment is because of the space. When you close yourself and confine yourself... I feel like you're capable of doing more.
Right.
And you're right, seeing the Big Daddies doing things, really cool. There's like cleaning up and trying to fix things.
Yeah. And then it's the notion that they're fine, and even if you get too close to a big sister, they kind of shove you out of the way.
Yeah. And the big systems are scary, but I do like the whole morality thing about BioShock.
For the most part, yes.
I do like that. It's fucked up though, because it's like there's these things you get a choice to kill, like kill them or to save them.
Yeah.
What kind of person does that really make you?
Would you want to live in an underwater city or a city above the clouds?
I'm looking at pictures of Rapture right now, and it's for me the architecture. I like the design of Rapture more than I like the design of Columbia, but I don't know, a cloud city I think seems better.
Well, so there's a couple of facts. I read the BioShock Rapture novel, the tie-in novel, which is actually a really good tie-in novel because it explains, how Rapture was built, how they got the materials, how everyone showed up, and the downfall, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
And one of the things they talk about is Rapture's really cold.
Is what's that?
It's really cold.
It has to be, right?
Like all the time, it's very cold. Even though its power is built upon volcanic thermal vents, it's just
It's
real
just cold.
cold.
Huh.
And it's also damp, so you get sick.
Humid.
And then because it's Rapture, it's not, can I go to the doctor? It's, fuck you, why don't you just die? So, I don't know. I don't know that I would want to go to either because I'm scared of heights. And there's no way that I'm getting from one place to the other by hooking something on my arm and just whipping over. Because all I need is for that not to work once, and then I'm dead.
Okay, cool. Well, we were talking about Rapture being
Yes,
cold.
as I was saying, Rapture's cold. And if you end up getting sick, it's a real fuck you. I guess you'll die.
Which is crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like
However,
you got
no,
all these
go on.
scientists, all these like super intelligent geniuses down there. But if you get sick, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, basically. However, on the other hand, you have Columbia in the sky. And it seems the
Yeah.
only way to get from place to place is by strapping a thing to your arm. And just kind
Yes.
of Batmaning your way over.
Which is fucking frightening.
All it takes is one mistake and then you're dead.
And you're done.
So, I don't know. I don't know that I would go to either city, frankly. If I had to pick a choice, it'd probably Rapture.
Go with
Because
Rapture.
I'd rather be crushed by the unfeeling sea than falling from the sky.
And be cold.
I'll just buy a sweater.
You buy a sweater.
I'll go get a nice wool sweater from somewhere beforehand.
I was thinking, I was like, so what power set?
I don't want to go any. I don't want to go crazy. A little telepathy,
Well, telepathy?
yeah,
Not too bad.
telekinesis. However, I did. The book did say that the more you splice, the more you want to splice. So, I'd probably just become a monster.
Yeah, because you become like an addict, pretty much.
Yeah, I'd probably just, I'd start be like, yeah, I'd be real cool. I'd get telekinesis, and then
I'm cool.
by day five, I'm strangling small children to get their atom.
Yeah. Pretty much what happens, right?
It's almost exactly what happens. So yeah, this was a good discussion on Rapture.
BioShock is I think one of the most fascinating games that have come out in the recent video game generations. And story, I think they really pushed the envelope with that first one so hard.
The first BioShock is one of my top 10 favorite games of all
Yeah,
time.
it's still one of the best games ever made. And there's just something about it's that twist at that end
Do you think people
that.
took the wrong lesson with objectivism?
Yes, I do. I really do. I think BioShock is slightly res
It's BioShock, it's V for Vendetta, it's Rick and Morty, and
Yeah, they
I
all
guess
got
it's
the
Joker
wrong.
now.
Yeah, they all got the wrong message from what they were
They
trying
put
to
out the
say.
message and everyone was like, "Oh, that's cool." And they should be saying, "No.
Yeah,
The
you should be
lesson is it's
saying
not
no to
cool."
all of that.
I think it's hilarious. Especially
Yeah.
like Rick and Morty, where everyone's like, "I want to be like Rick." And it's like, "No, the show tells you that Rick sucks.
Yeah,
He's a
he's
bad
not a good
person."
person.
Yeah.
Not good. Are we missing that he's a bad person?
No,
No,
he's
we're
just a
not.
bad person.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
It's the eyes. It's the eyes in that show why I can't watch that show. I can't.
Really? It's Rick's burping that drives me insane.
Oh, that too.
It's so gross.
It is so gross. It's the vomit that's always on his mouth and the star eyes. The star eyes disturb me.
So I don't mind the star eyes, and I don't really care for the vomit on his mouth, but the burping while he speaks is
Yeah.
so unsettling. And I saw maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 episodes before I couldn't take it anymore. It's like someone chewing too loud.
Yeah. So on scary factor of BioShock,
Yeah.
which BioShock is the scariest one?
I think it's one. Because I think it is so ominous. And then, because 3 is like the breakdown of complete society, and we've seen that in dozens of
I've
media
seen that.
things. But being alone underwater with creepy people with knives and scythes,
Creepy drug addicts.
creepy drug addicts underwater with giant hulking monsters, it's real
Yeah.
scary. Until you get like until after the big twist where the game just is not scary anymore.
Right.
And to be fair, the final boss of BioShock 1's pretty lame.
Yeah.
But up until the big twist, it's tremendous.
I agree. I think BioShock 1 is the scariest.
BioShock 2 is just fine. It's just okay.
Yeah. Everything is fine here.
Yeah, everything is fine.
I still like in Infinite the murder of crows. Like, I'm just gonna throw all these crows at you, and you're just gonna have to.
They really were pretty clever with what they thought up for Infinite.
Yeah, Infinite has some really cool, like the vigor is really.
Yeah. I guess we'll talk about some questions.
Ooh, yes, let's do it. Let's do the
Well,
questions.
I didn't have any prepared ahead of time, so I was trying desperately to find some. Let's see what I have saved. Do. Okay.
Do.
Does Deadpool have the same superpower as Wolverine?
Yes.
Kinda.
And no.
Yeah, it's a
Kind
healing.
of.
It's a powerful healing factor, but it's
But cancer.
yeah. So it's kind of the same, not quite.
Not quite.
Will Thor: Love and Thunder be a horrible movie?
I don't think so. I think Love and Thunder is going to be really entertaining.
It could. I really doubt it, though. Especially with this news of Christian Bale coming on board to be the villain.
You know what? Christian Bale can be funny.
He could. He was a perfect pick to be the head of Roxxon. I forget his name, Dario something or other, who is a living minotaur.
What if he's a Beta Ray?
That could be fine too. I wouldn't hate that at
Yeah.
all. But I think if you're going to make Jane Foster Thor, I don't know that you can add Beta Ray Bill too. That might be a little much.
You think so?
It might be. I don't know nothing about making movies. So what do I know?
No, I'm just asking.
It feels like it'd be too much, but we'll see.
But the Minotaur would be cool.
Yes, he would be very cool. Let's see. What is a Can you give me a horrifying implication of the Harry Potter universe?
Oh man, there's so many horrifying implications. These are children doing magic, for God's sake.
Yeah. And
And if we
not to
learned anything from The Witcher, magic can only work if something is taken.
Yeah, so I mean, of the many horrifying implications is the knowledge that you're basically decided your life from the age of 11. You know, evil, loyal, smart, and brave.
Yeah, is dedicated to magic for the rest of your life, and you can't really live in normal society. And
That's
what if a spell goes horribly wrong?
it's a yeah, you have to go hang out with a potion that may or may not work.
Yeah.
But this is a good horrifying implication. Say little baby Josh is going to primary school and he's got friends, and then at the age of 11, poof, Josh is gone and you never see him again.
Yeah, right?
And everyone's like, "What happened to Josh? I heard he got accepted to a nice school up north. Are we ever going to see him again?" No. He's
He's
gone.
gone. Yeah,
Like imagine you went to some kid's birthday party and you found out that he's gone forever.
and these kids die. These kids get killed by magic all the time.
Well, not all the time, but more than like a normal kid would get killed at school.
Yeah, more than a normal school.
Yeah. Also,
Plus, there's
the number of wizards is really small, considering there's like, I don't know, 40 kids a year?
yeah,
That's like an Oregon public school.
it's the whole state of Oregon
Yeah.
is Hogwarts.
I have a good friend who came from Oregon, and she tells me that her graduating class was about 30 to 40 people.
Wow.
And I cannot relate.
No, I can't also. I
Yeah.
think mine was like 200,
Mine was
but
about 350.
that's not too bad.
No, considering some public schools are in like the 900s, I think we did okay.
Yeah, 400, 500 kids graduating. It's like, I'm never going to see these people again.
Ideally.
Yeah.
Would you like to see a Fallout or Fallout-like game set in Europe or in any European country?
Ooh.
Or
Ooh.
is Fallout a primarily American game?
No, a Fallout in Germany would be fucking fascinating.
You think so?
Yeah. The landscape alone is amazing. But
I think a Europe, sorry, a Britain might have some legs.
Britain would be really cool. Russia would be fascinating.
I think we have that. It's called Metro.
Oh, it is Metro. Yes, it is Metro. No, do the flip side of it. Do it in China.
Oh wow, that would be something.
Right? It's a whole nother thing.
I don't know that they want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
I would.
Well, yeah, in this made-up game, yeah, but I don't know. I think we've done as much of America as we could. So maybe it's time to go to other countries and see what happens.
Yeah, like would China be like 1950s America, or would it be something completely different? And the only reason why I think it would be completely different is because of the stealth armor.
Oh, yeah.
It's so alien to the rest of the Fallout world that that makes me feel that China was much more ahead than the United States.
No, I agree. I think that could be really something. Huh.
So I think that would be really fascinating.
Yeah, because whenever they announce Fallout, I assume we're on 5 now. And they
Yeah, it
announce
was
it.
fun.
And they announce it like, I don't know, Missouri.
Oh, God.
Like, that's going to be really boring. Now, what I think has some real potential is a Fallout kind of survivalist game set in the North, like in Canada,
Yeah, that'd be
where
really
in
cool.
addition to, you know, the zombies and the death claws and whatever, you have to deal with the cold and get, like, you know, insulated clothing.
Right, yeah, the environment is out to kill you as well.
That has some I think, some potential.
That has some really cool potential. Or I do always, I always like the idea of like the regions that didn't really get affected by the nuclear blast, but it got affected by some form of fallout. So like New Vegas is cool in that way because the bombs didn't hit that area.
Right.
So like a fallout in the South would be really interesting, but they already did West Virginia. So.
I mean, I guess we could go further south and deal with an area that's surrounded by water. Like, it's very cliche to put every new game in New Orleans,
Right, it is.
but it's cliche for something that doesn't happen.
Right, it's
Like,
like
there's
there was a
very
time period when they had like four games that were based in New Orleans that wasn't New Orleans.
yeah. It's everyone talks about like make a Grand Theft Auto in New Orleans, make a this in New Orleans, but no one's done it. Mafia 3 is the last game, I guess,
That's been New Orleans.
aside from Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners, which is now out on VR.
And Mafia 3 is good too.
Mafia
Mechanics are a
3.
little funky,
Mafia
but
3 is a great story.
it's a great story. And
But
it should have been a TV series. Like
oh my God, it would have been a tremendous TV series.
a 13 episode television series, it would have been amazing. That would have just been like, holy fucking shit. Yeah. So what is Quora, what else does Quora have for us?
Not much. The problem is, like, I look at other questions, so my random questions are like, why are there no great heavyweight boxers anymore? Or
Because of MMA.
MMA and football.
Yep.
That's and also, like, no one wants to box because
Yeah.
there's no money in it anymore.
That's interesting.
What else we got here? Say when.
Now.
Okay. Hold on. Loading. Would Custer have attacked Little Bighorn if he had scouted the valley first?
Yes.
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah. 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 Dumb.
Okay. Why has DC been able to produce consistently well-received animated properties, but has a spottier record on producing live-action content?
That all has to do with Warner Brothers and
Yeah.
the people who had their comic book division and their cinema division,
It's
where
also
animation is completely different.
easier to adapt something like Superman Red Son when all you have to do is draw it and not hire actors, hire set designers, hire CGI animators, costumers, the whole nine yards. I mean, you
Yeah,
really,
that's
it's just easier.
so much easier.
And you notice because Marvel doesn't really get a lot of comic bookiness until really the end of it. So they've been able to kind of avoid those pitfalls.
They figured it out. That's the at the end of the day, they figured it all out. They
Yeah.
figured out how to do it correctly.
Speaking of which, Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey is coming out on Friday. As of this recording, it is sitting at a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I've read some really amazing reviews about the movie being very fun.
Yes. Now, I want you to give me a number, and I'm going to give you a number. I want you to say higher or lower for its opening gross.
Okay.
$85 million.
85 million?
Yes.
Can I say around 85 million?
You can push. Only cowards push, though.
I would say higher, but not by much.
Okay. I also think slightly higher.
Yeah, because this is an all female comic book movie that's getting positive reviews. But here's the other thing. There hasn't been another comic book movie in a while.
It's been a bit since Endgame.
Yeah, it's been a while. So I guess we'll see how how the moviegoers respond to it.
I think they'll be very pleasantly surprised.
Hopefully it does good. Margot Robbie is a really good actress, and I think the cast that they have is really good. And I'm trying to remember who's playing Black Mask, but I think they should have got Sam
It's
Rockwell.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, it's Ewan McGregor. I think they should have got Sam Rockwell, but that's my opinion.
I don't know. Ewan McGregor's pretty good.
Yeah, he is pretty good.
He might have a career in this acting business.
One would say he is a okay actor.
Yeah. All right, I guess that's enough for this week.
Sounds good.
We'll be back next week, ideally with Matt. We'll
If
see.
not,
We'll see if he gets a
we'll see.
microphone in time.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
If not, we'll talk about Harley Quinn and some other bits and bobs.
There's a lot.
And check out our best of 2019 video on youtube.com/NolanNerdcast. I watched it, and it's great.
I haven't watched it, but I was told that my hands were shaking all the time.
They were very shaky, but you know what? I didn't hate it.
That's good. I'm happy you didn't hate
But
it.
it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
I'm happy it turned out really well.
All right, so until then, until next week, we'll see you.
Everyone have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.